let me congratulate you, Ambassador, for assuming your role as chair. And at the outset, I can assure you of Ireland's full support and cooperation. For years, the GGE has provided a space for a thorough consideration of the risks and challenges posed by autonomous weapon systems and for the development of common understandings. However, as we enter its eighth year, there's an urgency to convert our substantive discussions into a concrete outcome. We no longer have the luxury of repeating theoretical debates of earlier years. We should pick up where we left off, drawing on years of constructive engagement and cross-regional cooperation, as well as the invaluable contributions of the ICRC, UNIDIR, civil society, and academia. We add our voice to those of the delegations that are calling for an outcome-orientated discussion this year, with a focus on producing a textual document containing elements of an instrument to prohibit and regulate autonomous weapon systems. Chair, the various complementary initiatives developing outside the GGE should provide impetus to our work here. Ireland was pleased to participate at the recent Manila Regional Conference and looks forward to the outcomes of the Vienna and Freetown conferences. Ireland was also pleased to co-sponsor the Austrian-led First Committee resolution, and we call on all delegations to contribute to the Secretary-General's report. Chair, my delegation believes there is a great degree of convergence that we should seek to build upon, and we have an opportunity to explore these areas further. For instance, there is a consensus that international law, in particular the UN Charter and IHL, as well as ethical perspectives, should continue to be the guiding considerations in the work of the group. Indeed, the application of and respect for IHL is paramount and must be placed at the centre of our work. We should be able to collectively acknowledge that autonomous weapon systems that cannot be used in accordance with IHL must not be developed, deployed, or used, that they are, as others have said, already prohibited. That would act as a constructive starting point. There is also growing consensus with regard to the so-called two-tier approach. Although some of the proposals differ in language or emphasis, the majority recognize that this two-tier approach offers a practical structure that would help to fulfill this group's mandate. My delegation also hopes to further develop common understanding with regard to the human element in the use of force. It is encouraging that the majority of delegations recognize that human beings must retain control over decisions with regard to the use of force, that human beings must exert control over the application of force, and that there is clear accountability and responsibility for any decision to use force. A future where the decision to take a human life is designated to a machine is not consistent with the international laws, norms, or values that we have collectively developed. This week, it is imperative that we focus on specific issues as well as the proposed rules and measures that delegations have put forward. Your indicative timetable gives us an opportunity to undertake that exercise in a structured manner. However, we believe some important topics, such as human control and ethics, could be more pronounced within the work plan. We call on all delegations to support targeted discussions this week with a clear objective of formulating a set of elements of an instrument. Thank you.